Sanctuary Saturdays. What the heck is that? Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where I'm helping you to quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a bold life that turns heads in your career, your health, and beyond. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share something important with you. I mentioned this Monday, but just in case you missed it, it is important. If you've been with me for a while, especially if you're one of my beautiful daily listeners, you know that this podcast has been part of your rhythm, a voice in your ears, a nudge on your journey, a steady companion. And I've loved being that for you. But here's the truth. The energy is shifting. You may have already noticed that with the recent name change of the show. The energy is shifting for me, for you, and for this entire movement, for Snippetland. And it's time we match the frequency to the future. So starting July 1, Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40 will move to a new rhythm. Episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Not less love, not less value, more depth, more intention, more alignment with the woman you're becoming. And because I know some of you are just stepping into sobriety, maybe you're in your first few months, navigating that wobbly new beginning, I'm adding something just for you, a Saturday sanctuary. Each weekend, I'll be sharing an episode crafted for women in their first year of sobriety, a softer landing, a reminder that you're not alone and that you're doing better than you think. So this isn't the end of daily rhythm. It's the beginning of a refined, intentional, resonant new phase. Because just like you, I'm not here to play small. I'm here to rise and grow and bring as many women with me as I can. So stay with me. The next chapter is going to be beautiful, and it's starting on July 1st. Now, let's get into today's snippet. And quite aptly, today we are going to talk about change. 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 When things change, we don't like it when things change, and yet we crave it. So what the heck is going on there? Have you ever heard of Tony Robbins' 6 human needs? I mean, he didn't make them up. They're pretty basic, but he talks about them a lot. And two of the six human needs, according to Tony Robbins, what he teaches, are complete opposites, apparently. And one of them is certainty. So the assurance of safety, security, knowing what to expect, certainty, safety, security. We got it, right? That would be basically not change, the opposite of change. The second, or one of the other 6 human needs, is uncertainty/variety. Uncertainty or variety. In other words, the need for the unknown, change, new stimuli, adventure. And so there we have it. We have, of the 6 human needs, according to Tony Robbins, 2 of them are complete and total polar opposites. How are we going to rectify this? What does it have to do with alcohol? Why do you care? Why am I talking about it? Hey, great questions. I knew you were asking them. Let's talk this over. One of the hardest parts of giving up alcohol is the fact that it's new, different, it's change, it's uncertain, it's freaking scary. If we've been drinking for a long time, we rely on it for many, many things, and it's entwined in our lives. It's not just a drink. There's ritual behind it, friendship. It's part of celebration. It's part of coping. It's so entwined in our lives, which is one of the reasons I have women do a ritual to release alcohol. They write a letter, a goodbye letter. It's more than just a letter. This is part of the 3-hour retreat that I have women do when they join me. So I won't give too much detail, because the truth is, gals, that 3-hour retreat, which is a part of my Perspectives program, is a secret. The only people who know what happens during that retreat are the gals who do it. But just without breaking any restrictions here, which are my own, by the way, when you join my program, to get you going, to really get you anchored in self-development, personal development, self-care, I want you within the first week or 10 days to book a 3-hour block of time in which you will sit down and go on a 3-hour adventure with me. Now, it's pre-recorded. Yes, that is not live. I would not be able to do it live. I would have no life, but it is powerful. So what you do is you select the time and the date, the exact time. So 9 a.m. on the 15th or whatever, and you let me know. And I pre-schedule the retreat to land in your inbox at that particular moment. And I also require that you leave your home, that you're not sitting in front of your usual spot. There are no triggers around. You can't jump on your computer. You can't go throw a load of laundry on. You are outside of your house and you are focused 100% on this retreat, on these 3 hours, which are all about you. This is a very powerful 3 hours. In fact, I recently up-leveled this retreat and completely redid it to make it even more powerful. But why am I talking about all of this? I'll tell you why. When we give up alcohol, it's a drastic and jarring change. And this time, this ritual allows us to ease into that shift, that no alcohol in our lives shift, helps us to do a 180, change direction, and start moving towards our new lives. Without it, I was noticing that women, we have busy lives. Obviously, you have other things you've got to do. And I come along and say to you, okay, now you're in my program. Please set aside some time every day to go through the work that I've given you, watch the videos I've given you, do the work, blah, 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 right? And so women do it, but they're trying to find time in between this, in between that, in between this. And of course, that's natural. But I decided for these 3 hours, let's get you onboarded. Let's get you started by being settled and focused for 3 hours. So you'll go to a coffee shop or a park or a library or somewhere away from your home and do this 3 hours. So anyway, what does this have to do with change? That is how important it is that we recognize that change is difficult and that we really need to ease ourselves into it and commit to it. So change is hard. One of the human needs, as we just heard, is the need for certainty, safety, security. And I know that when you join me and you decide to quit drinking, that's been removed. And it's a very uncertain moment in time. And so that's how I help you ease into it. Now, having said that, one of the other six human needs, according to Mr. Robbins, is uncertainty or variety. Now, this is not a contradiction. It really isn't. Here's the difference. We want our lives, or the basics in our lives, to be consistent, safe, and secure. We want to know that our home is there, our loved ones are there, our income is there, we're safe, it's secure, it's there it is, I'm safe. But at the same time, a few times a year or here and there or now and then, we want to go on an adventure. That's what vacations are about, right? That's why we go and take an art class or learn how to a new sport or do, right? Because we do have this need for adventure, for new stimuli, for some sort of change. That's all this is. And so in terms of the snippets, that's exactly what we're experiencing here. The certainty is still here. I'm still here. I'm still here leading you, guiding you, and I have so many amazing things coming up for you in the next few months and years. And so you can rely on that. It's safe, it's secure, it is here. I'm here. But it's also exciting, adventurous, and even a little bit unknown. What will Becca do next? Oh my God, what is she going to do next? And so I hope that helps you see how the changes that I have coming for you starting in July are giving you both security and variety and adventure at the same time. And I know that you're capable of stepping up for that. I'll tell you the truth, gals. I have heard from some of you, the women that are in my world, that they're not too crazy about the changes. Becca, not liking the changes. I hear you, but I'm doing it anyway. I do appreciate feedback. I really do. But I also have to make decisions for what's best, what I believe is best for the direction that I want to go on the show. And not only that, but for you, for a wider audience, a wider, but also more focused audience. This show is not for anyone and everyone. I want it to be for a very specific woman, you. Who are you? You're over 40. You're a successful woman, an educated woman, an ambitious woman. You're building your life. You are not in coast mode. Because you see, if you were in coast mode, I can't, it's very hard for me to get you going. If I have women coming into my world who are in coast mode, in other words, just showing up at work and just drinking wine at night and nothing else, and even some of them not even working, I can't get you going. That is not my job. That's something we have to have built in inside of us, gals. And so if you're not moving forward in your life, even if you're drinking, but you're not moving forward, how can I get you going? Well, hopefully the snippets will inspire you. Maybe you'll hear this very snippet and say, screw this, I want to at least be moving forward, even if I am drinking. But I'm here to talk to the woman who is moving forward, but also using alcohol. That's all. Not a big deal. That's a focused audience and a very beautiful audience. And why have I chosen that audience? Simple. It's me. It's me. I was that college professor, always doing professional development. 20 years I was at the college teaching, but I didn't just sit there and teach the same courses year after year. I was traveling to conferences, writing papers, learning new aspects of my field, learning how to teaching strategy, always upgrading, always up-leveling, always. Because I'm not the type to sit around and coast. But I was also drinking a lot. And in the end, a lot. And that made it very difficult and very painful. So does this make sense, gals? We want certainty, and I'm here. I am not going anywhere. And we want adventure, and that's what I'm giving you, babe. July is going to start a new adventure for us here in Snippet Land. It's coming very, very soon. July 1st is right around the corner. I've already told you that you can expect the snippets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Sanctuary Saturdays are for those of you who are already off the bottle. But there are also more surprises coming, and I'm not telling you about them until next week. To be specific, next Wednesday, because that's the first Wednesday in July. So there you have your adventure, your new stimuli, the unknown change. Don't want you getting bored with me now. At the same time, I'm giving you certainty, security, and safety because I'm here. It's me. It's Becca. It's a snippet right here. Not going anywhere. You are safe. See, there's a method to my madness. I don't just make this shit up. I think it through. I really do. I think it through and I think of you when I do it. Now, hopefully that's got you both excited and feeling safe. That was my goal today. I want you excited and safe. Did it work? I'd love to hear. Did that work? I'd love to know. If you want to come a little deeper into Snippet Land today, all you got to do is go to the show notes and tap the link that today's link will take you to the 5-day reset. These are 5 videos I send you, one a day over 5 days to help you get your sobriety started. It's me, it's video, and along with it, you get an email each day. So the email comes to your inbox, it delivers the video and the journal prompts. So this is a 5-day experience that I've created. One day builds on the next day, which builds on the next day, all geared towards getting you started. So if you're ready to get started, you want a little bit more of me, but you're not ready to talk to me personally face to face, this is the perfect solution for you. Go to the show notes, tap that link, and you just go straight to the 5-day reset. There it is, gals. See you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.